What up? 801-570-1019. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Dusty, the ex-waiter.
Bienvenidos, Fook.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
What's up with you, bro?
I want to talk to Lindsay because she broke plans to go work out with my wife in the evening yesterday because she went to a moon ritual.
That's true.
Whoa.
What is this moon ritual? So yeah. That is so interesting that you'd leave my wife hanging.
Okay.
For the workout.
I didn't leave your wife hanging. I left your wife hanging because I was doing actual work. I was here till about 6:30, 6:45.
And then I thought you were supposed to do a late workout. And then she was like, "Oh yeah, Lindsay's not going because she went to a moon ritual."
No, it was because I was at work so late. But I did go. I was feeling like I wanted to get some new stones. I carry stones and wear them and such.
Like crystals.
Yes.
Right.
And so I stopped by a place that I had never been to before.
Wait, well, hold on. Were the old stones like they don't work anymore?
You recharge them under the moonlight and in water.
Wait, does that work for my stones as well?
That's funny. Doesn't work for kidney stones. Okay. No, just kidding.
It works for, yes, if you have ED, just go bathe your stones in the moonlight or dip them into water to recharge them. Oh, it's a fact.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Anyway, I go to get some new stones and
I can't even now.
No, it's okay. Some new crystals. And I stopped by this shop I had never been to before. And I walk in, never been there, never seen this woman. She just looks at me and smiles and says, "Nice to see you." And I said, "Nice to see you too." And she says, "Are you here for the ritual?"
Oh.
I say, "No, I came to get some rocks, but what's the ritual?" And she's like, "Oh, it's for the waxing moon. We're going to start anew and do a ritual that gets rid of the old and start anew." And I said, "What time does it start?" She says 7. It was 7 o'clock on the dot. So
what?
I said, "Why the hell not? Let's do a damn ritual." So I went back into this like room with about 10 other people, and we wrote down some stuff on some paper, and she began doing the ritual. She explained this really beautiful staff that she had. It was from the alder tree. She explained the significance behind the alder tree, and then she started kind of invoking
the gods
and goddesses. And
what is the significance behind the alder tree?
The alder tree, when you cut it and it's not dry, the sap actually looks like it's bleeding.
Ah.
So it's a freaking metal tree.
Right.
But
interesting.
Okay. Love this tree. I learned all about it yesterday.
All right.
And then, but when it is hardened and dried, it's one of the quickest burning. So it just is fast to burn. And it's also one of the strongest. So it's just got a lot of different qualities about it.
I'm super sorry I asked, actually. Sorry.
Okay, anyway.
Tell me more about the
ritual.
So
we danced.
What is... Oh, yes.
We're not danced. I'm sorry. We walked around in a circle and did some chanting, and we wrote some things on a piece of paper and then burned those
and lit candles on an altar.
And
I like it.
Yeah. But then afterward, I go to walk out of the store, go get my actual stones, and I just felt so sick. And I immediately went to the counter woman and I said, "I just did a ritual and I feel so sick." And then I just started crying, and she goes, "You've never done a ritual before?" And I said, "No." And she goes, "Let's have a seat." So she sat me down. She gave me iron to hold in my hands. And she gave me salt to put on my tongue to kind of bring myself back to my body and kind of ground
you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she told me some crazy-ish. And then the woman who was leading the ritual came out and she said, "Ah, I could have guessed it was you." Because I guess she went back and told her that somebody was having a hard time from the ritual.
Oh.
And she knew it was me. And then she gave me some stones to take home and put under my bed. So I did that. And now I feel great.
Your heart feels better today?
Yeah.
A little bit this morning?
Yeah, I feel good.
I have a question, though. Were there any men there, or was
yes.
it all women? There
no,
were men.
There were men, too.
Interesting. Okay.
The people that were in this ritual looked like people I would never expect or think anything differently
of them. Here's
what
it sounds like. You went to a place, and they had a gas leak, and then you went home, and then you felt better. Like, this is not actually a great story for those who, you know, want to expand their mind and maybe get healed by the power of the moon and
I
the elder.
I was feeling sick because of the purging of emotions and such.
Oh, I see.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have just
anyway,
take a bath.
Well, that's exactly what she said to do.
Whoa.
Go home.
No, I mean, good instinct, Fook.
I mean, instead of the ritual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. Your wife's going to come with me for the next
one. No, she's
yes,
not.
Yes, she is. No. I called her and told her last night, and she's so into it.
Now, did they have you put anything on, like a cowl, or everyone did was just in street clothes?
Yeah. Huh.
Did you have to pay for this ritual? The honor of going to this ritual?
$10.
Yep. Yeah.
$10.
No.
Get over it.
Look, the moon is free. I will dance naked under its light.
Alderwood, though, is not free.
Yeah, but there are other trees that are free. Yeah, I disagree with that. Trees are pretty much free, too. And you know what else is free? Stones.
You know what?
My stones aren't free.
Your stones aren't worth paying for, though.
True.
Not if they need to be recharged. All right.
Oh,
well, hey, glad you had a good time.
I did.
I want to do a moon ritual.
Oh, please, everyone do it.